Ahoy hoy! Welcome to the Real Jaws Minute. I'm Tyson Ferris.
And I'm Jeremy Sternhagen.
Yes, you are.
Still.
And we got part three of Alligator.
My favorite 1980 movie about an alligator.
Oh, me too.
Or any alligator movie ever.
I didn't know it until I saw it.
Yeah, I've always known it. Welcome to the club.
Yeah, so let's get into this bad boy.
Then we get them breaking up in the restaurant. Not breaking up, but he...
Why is he a jerk all of a sudden? That didn't track for me. This is one of the scenes where I just...
He's in a...
I totally didn't get where he flipped. It's unclear.
He's having a rough time, and she... I'm going to be a psychiatrist here a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, okay.
Not a very good one.
Sure.
He's having a rough time, and she kind of... skips right over his emotions, right to like, oh, you have emotions. Well, snuggle, snuggle, snuggle. I love you.
Like, yeah, that sounds like she wants
that to... sounds hard. That's kind of her like skipping to the end where it's like, let's get past that.
Okay.
Let's go right back to me and you are all snuggly wuggly.
Yeah.
And he's kind of
she
saying,
certainly wants to bone again. Right?
And he said his line is like, don't get there so fast.
Gotcha.
Basically, what he's saying is like, okay. No, this is hard. I need to marinate in this a little bit.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. I follow that. I track.
Yep. That's 10 years plus of marriage talking, folks.
Shows how good I am with it.
Yeah.
I do okay. I still feel, I totally get what you're saying. I still feel like the scene plays a little unclear.
I totally agree. And it also feels like, it doesn't – I'll have to watch it again to see, like, okay, how does this help the movie to have them be at odds for five whole minutes of screen time?
This is about as unclear as why – this felt as unclear as why the dad flushes the alligator.
Yeah.
Like, all the parts are there in the film. It's just, like, it just goes by too quick that I don't catch it, right? Do you know what I mean?
Where the more I think about it, the more it's honestly what I think it is it's in John Sayles' heavy handedness, and I don't mean that in a bad way, of the alligator is the allegory to his struggles to come to terms with his
dead partner.
Just his shortcomings as a human being.
Sure.
He lost a partner because he froze. Mm-hmm.
He won't let fear dictate him again.
Yeah. He freezes when he's under pressure, and now it's gonna end his relationship. The way it's maybe not done so well in the movie is it's literally amounts to about 3 minutes of screen time. They have a little spat. He has his nightmare about the partner dying.
Yep.
Where it's in reverse and it's tinted red, and then he goes and wins her back.
So
it gives him a little...
For using the same footage over again, well done, movie.
Yeah. Tint it red, show it backwards.
Show it backwards.
Where he's trying to get him back. I think that's what John Sayles was trying to pull off, whether Louis Teague conveyed it really well to the screen, you know... I think different people are going to have different perspectives on that, but what it really seems to me is that that's what he's trying to sell. Mm-hmm. Like it's Robert Forrester going through, like that's if the movie has a low point, we just went through it. We just lost Brock. Madison is fired. He just lost his girl. He just had a nightmare.
Yep.
From here. Now that's our third act break.
Yeah.
We're just entering into act three right now. He's got his mojo back. He's got his girl back.
Yep.
They're going to go get the alligator.
Absolutely. I do like how he makes up for it. He goes to the mom's house, mm-hmm. Flirts with the mom a little bit. Mm-hmm. They have fun.
Yep.
And then she goes, they go upstairs. This is the one part where Kara walked in when I was watching it the first time. She goes, did she just say, you want to come upstairs and look at my rock collection? She goes, was that an invite to sex? And I was like, I think so. And she's like, wow. She's like, good job, movie.
And then he says you're great. You're funny.
He compliments her. I love, he compliments her looks, her humor. Not even her looks. Her humor, her brain. Like he does. Like he compliments her in all the right ways, and then finishes up with, "And you got great pair of tits." Yeah. Cause he's a boob guy.
Yeah. The whole movie's been building up to this.
Yes, and that's why his apartment is furnished that way. I'm sure of it.
I'm pretty sure this movie also influenced
I'm not just sure of it. The movie tells me.
Yes.
Like, it's a total payoff for the apartment. And she even says, "Your apartment is exactly how I thought it would look," you know?
And I'm pretty sure this
probably movie. Probably because he was staring at her tits all afternoon, you know?
This scene in the movie informed so much of my life choices. I'm pretty sure I've quoted Robert Forster verbatim in the scene where he goes, "I just wanted to apologize." For what? You name it, I apologize. And then later in the scene, what does he say? They lay down the bed.
It's a fantastic makeup scene.
Yes. And then he says, what does she say? But like, "Oh, you need me now?" And or he says something like, "Why does anybody need anybody?" You know, or she says, "What do you need me for?" And he says, "Why does anybody need anybody?" like that's like, yeah.
It's like, sure. Yeah.
You're the country's leading herpetologist.
Yeah. So then we get this boat.
Anything worth having is going to be a little bit of trouble.
Yeah. I love that line too. I love that line too. Everything that's worth having is worth a little bit of trouble. Yeah. Which brings us to boats.
Boats. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying anybody I've ever known that's owned a boat. Yes.
Anything is worth having. Yeah, exactly. Like what? Boats in the movie?
Yeah. But no, it does bring us to boats because that's our next scene.
What are we? Yeah, next scene. Oh, where they're out. Yes, you're right. This scene is seared into my memory too.
From we're in the canal.
The Springfield Canal.
Yes.
Apparently. Springfield, do you have a canal? Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Call 1-800.
Jaws Minute.
Yeah. Yeah, so they once again... Alligator is in the canal because movie. And we have boats, and so now we're gonna jump them off the back of the alligator, and we'll have boat grenade because 1980s.
Yeah, it almost feels like this scene. It's like they got done shooting the movie.
Could have been in an A-Team.
Oh yeah,
episode
for sure. It's a little this. This sans, is ostensibly
sans chomping legs, but I'm just saying stunt wise.
Yeah.
It seems very A-Team to me.
Yes. It's one of our two big action set pieces of the movie. This one, honestly, does it need to be in the movie?
No.
Yeah. It kind of feel, my guess on this scene is they shot the movie.
If anything seems superfluous.
It's this whole boat police scene.
Boat police scene.
None of our main characters
are
in it.
This gets us to our runtime, so.
Yes.
And I don't hate it.
And you get a, no, yeah, I'm not saying.
And this is where we get some genuine Jawsy type stuff, where we get people swimming.
So my critique of this scene is more in just as a screenwriter going like, it feels superfluous. It's not moving the plot forward. It's purely there to just check a box of we're going to have an explosion. We're going to have some
legs bit off. We're going to have an explosion and we're going to have some chomping.
Yes.
Yep.
And it feels like with a little more time, you could rewrite this scene and to work in the movie better. And really all you need to do is put your main characters in it somehow.
I love how well this works considering we see almost zero
alligator. Yeah. You get some spiky alligator back.
Yep.
You don't see the alligator chomping the guy's legs off.
Nope.
I definitely remember as a kid thinking this scene works great.
Yeah.
All I can go back to is the first time I saw this movie and I was 11. So.
Yeah. Well, no, boat grenades is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a great use of a double amputee.
Oh, yeah. I always think I knew that even as a kid, like that's a real person with no legs.
Yeah.
I love how it follows up the scene with divers looking for the alligator. Like if you're a diver and you just like, hey, some guy just got eaten by an alligator in this lake.
Can you go dive in here and find the alligator?
Yeah, find him.
Yep, no.
No problem.
Yeah. No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. So now we get into our biggest logical leap of logic in the whole movie.
He's headed straight for Slade Mansion.
Right. The biggest logic leap in the movie is that that's where he would go.
Yes.
That he would trudge across miles of Los Angeles. I mean, Springfield. I mean, Chicago. I mean, where are we? That he would trudge across miles of urban.
Yeah, I have. He's headed for straight for Slade Mansion. Why? Because movie.
Yes. Did you? Okay. Worth camping out on just for a minute.
So, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
So he's going to Slade Mansion, right? Not only is he going there, he's going. I feel like it's since he is the Godfather guy.
Yes.
Right. He's like, alligator. Alligator, you come to me and you eat all my guests on this, the day of my daughter's wedding. Right?
I do this for you.
But on this, the day of my daughter's wedding, you ask this of me, you eat all my guests.
Perfect.
Terrible. But
okay.
But a valid point.
Something that
bad
really...
Bad Brando, but valid point.
Yeah. Something that stood out to me upon rewatching this movie that I don't think I caught before is, and I really got to tip my hat to John Sayles here. What is it? What is basically a nothing scene where you get the Slade, old man Slade, hitting on this lady while is it the mayor who's there too?
Mm-hmm.
This scene is hilarious. Slade is telling this story to this woman that he's hitting on while the mayor is there over his shoulder.
He's talking barbecue.
He's talking barbecue, but the whole time, every time the mayor opens his mouth, Slade like turns around and just like, will you shut up? Get out of here. Like, I'm trying to work my moves here on this lady.
I feel like the mayor is really looking for barbecue tips. Yeah. Right?
And Slade's going like, don't you see what's going on here? Yeah. I'm putting the moves on.
Yeah.
Anyway, what could have been a nothing scene is, and if you're not paying attention, it kind of is a nothing scene. But if you watch it, it's just like, there's like,
it's really funny.
It's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. It's genuinely funny.
Yeah. And I love how the first thing to sense that the alligator's coming is a teeny tiny little dog. So the dog gets away. It's like the dog is dog's getting revenge.
The poodle knows what's up.
Yes.
Yes.
And the poodle, the movie makes sure to let you know that the poodle gets away.
Yes.
While the poodle gets to enjoy watching all these rich white people get eaten.
Yes.
Hilarious.
Yeah, the first, we have like a maid in like, it's like the classic like French, sexy French maid outfit.
Well, right? If you're rich white people having a catered wedding, that's probably like.
But she's the first to go.
That's how I'm dressed.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the first to go. I don't know if you noticed this, and this is where, I don't know. I don't even know if I should point these things out because it just seems like I'm a total like horn dog, which maybe I am. But the bride just totally flashes crotch at the camera.
I can't say that I noticed that.
As she's running away before she pratfalls into the pool.
She pulls her dress up to run away?
She pulls it up so high. It's like full crotch, like right at camera, like a couple... There's a couple of shots of it.
Can't say I noticed that.
Anyway. Well, you should.
You are a lech, Tyson.
Yeah. Well, anyway. I noticed it right off the bat.
Yeah.
Because part of watching these old 80s movies, you know, you just, I don't know if it was just me, but like when you got a little bit of this or that in your movies, you're like, it's very exciting.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah. Like. Yeah.
Like when Jamie Lee takes her top off for no reason in Trading Places, it's like, they're like, why is the videotape so bad at that moment? It's like, because it's been on pause for a million years.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, to be alive back then. Oh, I was alive back then. Yes. It was a special time.
And then everybody gives Halle Berry crap for Swordfish, which is a terrible movie, but.
It wasn't new.
Yeah, it wasn't new. Yeah.
All these movies, it was more than just those things hit the main stream.
In fact, I'm really surprised this movie doesn't have a moment like that.
gratuitous nudity.
I kept waiting for her to have a gratuitous nudity moment.
Yeah, even their post-coital scene is relatively tame.
Yeah, she's covered. Like,
even Piranha has just like...
just the, random boob.
Checklist boob shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it has to be in the movie. It's a rule. And this one
it even have. Has full bush, and I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure that's on accident. Like,
oh, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that part? At the very beginning.
Oh, when she jumps in the pool.
Yeah, yes, yeah. She, yes. like, accidentally, like.
I think we might have talked about that, that I chalked that up to, I don't think when they made that movie in 1978 that they realized that 40 years later the Blu-ray would show everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, this won't, in, you know, no one will be able to see anything.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know. I feel bad. I don't know if I feel bad. I don't feel bad talking about it because it's just something I noticed. I sometimes feel bad. Like, maybe this is not what our listeners want to hear from me is me pointing out all the salacious
moments,
all the naughty bits. So I don't know. Anyway,
I guess they just speak for themselves, but
yeah. I don't know. Everybody's still listening as far as we can tell. So yeah.
This is what they pay to. This is what you paid to hear, right?
I guess.
You paid, right?
Yeah. Well, some of them did.
Yeah, and thank you.
We need to shout out their names.
It's so appreciated, all you people that help us out.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying a beer you paid for right now. Thank
you. Yeah.
So, like...
Timmy Bricks, that was one of them.
Timmy Bricks. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Timmy.
Yeah.
Also a poster on our Facebook group. Much appreciated. This wedding rampage scene, kind of like the water... grenade scene is it feel it's at least we have some characters
feel,
in the movie that
feel,
we know.
I feel like this is the shark jumping onto the boat. This is what we've came for.
Yes.
Right?
Obligatory gator rampage.
Yeah, gator run amok and we're just gonna chomp folks.
Yeah. There's just some part of me that wishes our main characters were in the scene. I don't know why. It just
that doesn't bother me at all.
Okay.
And maybe it should. I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me because it's going to literally kill the thing that made it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So is the gator at this point making his escape back to the, like, is he done murdering people? Because he's killed
his maker.
Well, he killed the,
this is very Frankenstein.
Pet store owner.
It's very Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Right?
He killed the pet store owner.
Yeah.
He killed the scientist. He killed Slade.
And then he's finally killed Slade. Yeah. Does he kill scientists?
Oh, does he? Now I don't. Yeah, he does. Well, he like whacks him hard with the tail. And the movie
I missed that part.
All the tail hitting is left a little. Oh, yeah, he does kill him. Oh, yeah. He's dead.
I missed that the scientist. Wait, no. So I had a question. Is the scientist also the soon-to-be son-in-law?
Son-in-law, yes.
Okay, I wasn't sure if that was the same person.
Yes, and he gets mauled by the gator at the wedding.
Okay.
And most likely dead.
Okay.
The mayor.
Copy that.
The mayor. Everyone who has wronged both Forrester and created him, like all the above.
Anytime Jeremy says Forrester,
sorry,
just know that he means Forrester.
I know that's his name. It's years of.
I think we should redo our opener, and that should be the new opener. It's like just out of the gates.
Hi, and welcome to the Real Jaws Minute. For the record, I keep calling Robert Forrester. Forrester. Just know, I know that's not his name.
I know that's not his name.
I call the alligator a shark. I get it all wrong.
Oh, it's good. It's good stuff. So does Slade lock out the mayor because he was trying to get barbecue recipes?
I would let you in, but you totally...
For you're trying to get my hickory steak recipe.
And like, you blocked me on that lady. that's right. A few beers in and I'll say block on him.
Yeah, totally. Well, he was kind of blocking, to be fair. So then should we talk about car crushing death?
Yes, we should. It's I think that's going back to, like, I wish our characters were in this scene. There's something about the car crushing death that just feels out of place to me. I can't quite put my finger on it.
I think what it is it feels out of place because why would alligator do this?
It puts the alligator slightly over the edge to, he's just an alligator who wants to eat, into, like, no, he's got a vendetta.
Yeah. Like, why does he care about this car all of a sudden? The only answer is
because
this is the bad guy.
Or because movie.
Because but movie.
Yes. Oh, and I gotta give a quick shout out.
And I like that he kills the mayor and then tosses him aside. I cannot. I will maul you, and kill you, but I can't be bothered to eat you.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he does that to a lot of people in this whole scene.
He eats the maid for sure.
Yes.
So maybe he's satiated by the maid for a little bit. No, he's just.
I'm hungry, but not that hungry. Yeah.
He's like, I still want to drink some sweet life juices, but I don't want to actually eat the main course. Yeah.
That's funny. Oh, this movie.
Yeah.
It's amusing. I like it.
My next note is it just seems like I'm just oogling ladies. I really.
You're not oogling the Mazda Sundowner?
I do have a note on the Sundowner.
I was oogling that. I would totally Sundowner.
An entire line on my page just says Sundowner.
Yeah. For the record, I want a Mazda Sundowner. Christmas is coming up. Thanks.
I would love a little pickup like that.
What a death trap that thing looks like.
Yeah. I just love that it says Sundowner. It's so 80s.
In giant font.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am loving her pocketless jeans that she's running around.
I know this movie was made in 1980, or it came out in 1980, but the wardrobe in it feels a little 77.
Well, but I think that's what we forget about is there's always carryover.
I'm wearing
on decades, right?
Everything, it's 2019. I think everything I'm wearing is
'cause people always think of 2015. People always think of like 80s is like neon and stuff. When that's actually like late 80s and mostly early 90s is neon.
Yes.
It was like a carryover from late 80s.
Yes. Mid 80s up until 80. Yeah. If you asked someone to like, what are the styles of the 80s? Most people would draw like some version of like Saved by the Bell.
Which is not 80s at all. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know.
It certainly started in the 80s, but it wasn't mainstream until later. Anyway, yes.
Anyway, I just love these pocketless jeans. I think they're just hugging her in just a real nice way. That's all I'll say.
And so are Robert's.
Yes.
His are fitting real snug. Hey, have we talked about Robert's sweet shoes?
You mean the shoes I'm wearing right freaking now?
Yeah. Let it be known that when Tyson showed up at my house tonight to record this podcast, he walked in the door, and in less than 5 seconds, I called him out on his shoes.
But you didn't know why I was wearing them.
I think I could have got there eventually, but no. I'm not looking at your shoes in an ironic or funny way. I'm looking at your shoes because I would wear those shoes.
Yeah. So they're throwback. They're throwback Adidas, and made exactly the same way they were made
back then.
Back then, you can definitely feel it when you're wearing them. They are not supportive.
Not that comfortable.
They're not super comfortable. They're comfortable almost like a Converse. An original All-Star is comfortable.
Yeah.
Which, not very.
Not very, no.
Yeah. There's no arch. There's no.
Yeah. Yeah. I wear those almost every day, and just I much prefer the Nike made.
The new one.
Jack Purcells.
Yeah.
If you want to wear Chucks with support, get the Jack Purcells.
Yep. Yep.
Anyway. Welcome to the Adidas and Nike Minute.
The real.
Yes.
Adidas and Nike Minute.
We're from Portland. We're supposed to have strong opinions on Adidas and Nikes.
Well, they both companies exist here.
Yep.
Yeah. One's in Beaverton, one's in Portland.
Yep. Yeah. I drive by Nike every day.
Yep. So yeah, David is wearing, when he goes down into the sewer, he is wearing shoes that I own. Yay. And they're literally the reproductions of those shoes.
Love it.
It's fantastic.
His whole on, that's next Halloween. You should go as him.
But then I was
With the gun.
Yeah.
Wear a tattered blue sweater, the police issue, like gun shoulder belt, some real tight fitting jeans, belts, kind of bell bottomy.
Yeah.
And your Adidas and a gas mask.
Yeah, and a gas mask for those pesky methane pockets.
Mm-hmm. It's a great look.
Yeah. I really like it when he's wearing a pink shirt in one of the scenes. And it's like buttoned, it's like got buttons, like, but the buttons only go down to like mid chest.
Yeah.
And then they just stop. Like,
it's a lot of plunging necklines.
Yeah,
in this period in history.
Yeah.
Even on the men especially.
Yeah. I don't know, but it's a real man that wears pink in my opinion. So. Yeah. So David's wearing shoes that I own. You can see them when he goes down into the sewer. And then there's just a random guy that goes by with a walker and he's like staring at the camera. I almost feel like they just did these scenes like, hey, we're just going to open up a sewer.
When he's going down in the sewer?
Yeah. And there's just this random guy kind of like, and he's almost staring like he's not even supposed to be there.
I noticed that when I watched it, now that you pointed out, and I'm like, is that a joke? Is that an extra?
I honestly feel like sometimes they were just shooting some of these scenes like, hey, just go down in this sewer real quick. We'll just pop the manhole off. We don't have a permit or anything.
Yeah.
And there's this guy just kind of looking at him like, what the f***
in a bathrobe, right?
Yeah, in a bathrobe. Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like, he looks
like
he's
very deliberate.
I don't know.
Put him
it's
in
weird.
The shot.
Yeah. There is a scene earlier in the film where there are guys like mugging for camera in the background.
Yes. Oh yeah. Yeah. I
and
remember
it's
that.
While a news reporter.
Yeah. That scene. I remember
and I was
that,
like,
yeah.
Well, that actually would happen in a real news. Cause you see that all the time on the news. Like,
well, in the scene when the,
some jackass in the background, just
the scene where the, Brock is hitting on the reporter and there's all these people gathered around. You know that those are not paid extras. They they're shooting a scene in downtown LA and there's bombs going off in the water. They're like, they got their free extras.
Yeah, absolutely. So then once he enters the sewer and he's going down the ladder, he's wearing black heeled boots or black boots with a heel.
His shoes spontaneously change.
They're not even tennis shoes. They are boots with a heel.
You're saying this movie has a continuity error.
And this is the only one.
I would say that because they definitely shot this on a different day.
Yeah.
And they're definitely in a real sewer for some of this. Yeah. Not wearing the Adidas down there.
Yeah.
But don't worry. We'll never show your feet.
Yeah.
It'll be too dark.
Anyway, I was a little bummed that the shoes changed.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you already own these shoes, right? You didn't buy them because of the movie.
No. I just, and the first time I watched this movie, I was like, oh,
there's my shoes.
He's wearing my shoes. I freaked out. It's probably my biggest freak out of this whole movie.
Oh, I'm we didn't cover this, but I guess you kind of alluded to it earlier. You didn't watch this with Kara?
No.
Oh, did you tell her she should have?
I do think she should see it. I will watch it with her. I really like it.
Or is this just not up her alley?
I think she would like this film.
Yeah.
I do.
I
think she'd have fun with this film.
Well, let's get to the end of the story, and then we'll do our final
thoughts. We're almost done here, man.
Yeah.
So, basically he goes to the same place that we've gone to like five other times in this film, and he finds the alligator, and then he shoots at it. And this is the shot where I really don't like it. Just doesn't work for me. It's a miniature tunnel with a small alligator, and they're shooting what I imagine is a blank gun at it.
Yeah.
And it's scaring it because it's probably
a real alligator.
It's echoing down that tube. It probably doesn't love that.
Yeah.
It
doesn't work because the water, it's so clearly scale and this like paper cup that's supposed to be a garbage can that's floating in there. Yeah, it's the scale. The water gives it away. It lets you know that
water doesn't scale, right?
Right.
That's the biggest problem with water. Water doesn't scale.
Thankfully, it's a brief shot.
It's a very brief shot. It's the one shot. If it just, I honestly could just have him go bang, bang, and then have, it's all, it's almost like Jaws where the live shark stuff could just get cut out and I'd love the movie more. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like this shot could get cut out and I don't think it would change the film at all.
Yeah. What if they just cut the establishing shot out where you see it coming and all you get is the gunshot shot where you don't have time to register the scale? That would work.
Yeah, totally would work. Yeah. I just think they linger on it too long.
Yes, totally. Yeah. The shot before, not the gunshot shot, but the shot before where you see it coming.
Yeah, you're right.
Totally linger on too long.
Yeah.
We found the one thing we don't like about this movie.
Yep. So it's really the only effect, gator effect in the film that I don't care for.
They mention in the commentary that the fake alligator they built was built, and then for some reason they didn't start shooting until like 6 months later.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they hauled their fake alligator out of storage, it was already like falling apart. Like all the latex and rubber. So they ended up not using their fake alligator as much as they wanted to because it was already broken.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we get this great suspense. I think this is a great suspense sequence with the car and the countdown.
Yeah. No, it's fantastic.
We have a payoff for our methane pocket
mm-hmm.
and we have a payoff for our mad bomber.
Yep.
Right.
I vividly remember going back to the first time I saw this movie being like totally invested at this point. Like, the car move.
Even the second time I watched it, I'm just like, grr! Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah. I love it. It's great.
And we're calling back to the partner getting killed where it's the same, like he's in a, you know, a little manhole trying to escape.
Absolutely.
And he can't
get
out.
Right? Absolutely. Yeah.
Ties it all together perfectly.
Yep. Yep. And much like Brody, he's trying to get the monster to blow up.
Yeah. Smile, you son of a... Show me the tank.
Yeah.
Blow up.
He just doesn't want to blow up with it.
No.
So.
Whereas Brody, I don't think, cared at the end of Jaws. He was probably ready to... He's like, well...
Well, it's either...
Like, if I have to shoot this tank when the shark...
Well, either he gets the shot or the shark's eating him, right?
Yeah. Or he's shooting the tank as he's being eaten.
Yeah.
Right.
So...
At that point in the movie, I'm pretty convinced Brody was like, yeah.
Yeah, so we get a great alligator explosion.
Fantastic,
it
actually.
Really rips it apart in a really satisfying way.
Yes.
Yeah, I really liked it. And then we get the manhole covers shooting straight up into the air, which there's a whole Mythbusters episode about this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I saw that one.
About manhole covers, you know, an explosion happening under a street and then manhole covers shooting up into the sky. It is not a thing.
Okay.
Because basically what it does is you would have to contain the blast for them to shoot.
It has to be like pressurized under.
Yeah. So you'd have to, you would have to cap each end of the sewer.
Yeah.
So what... They're not saying explosions can't be deadly in sewers. They just won't send man covers blowing up like they do in the movies.
Yeah. Sure looks cool, though.
It does look great. So then Chief shows up. He's all buddy-buddy now.
Yeah.
Which
I didn't fire you.
Yeah. And I was like, I really thought he should have just popped him right in the nose.
Yeah.
Right? I felt like that would have been satisfying. Like,
yeah.
And I was kind of surprised that the David character doesn't do anything. He just kind of is like, hey, should we hook him up with your mom? Like, I was like, what? That guy fired you and was like a total, like, he sent you down the river, man. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm alone there. I don't know. Then we get one more bald joke.
I'm trying to remember what it was.
The elongating forehead or something like that.
I think I'm going to hook you up with her mother.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, she does love men with, I think she says like elongated forehead.
Increasingly high forehead.
Increasingly high foreheads. Yeah. And she goes, it must run in the family. And she like plays with the front of his hair. And he's like, that's why perfect. I oughta, you know.
I love our final shot in the movie too.
The manhole shot?
Yes.
So good.
They pull the manhole. Well, not final shot because you get the alligator.
It's not the final shot.
Yeah. Final shot of our characters, our leads.
And then I feel like, back when they're setting off depth charges, right? to get it to surface in the lake.
Yes.
And when we first meet Brock, there's that guy that's trying to sell a baby alligator.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the baby alligator.
Oh, that works.
Right?
I'm sold on that premise. Yep. Done.
Because it would have gone into
police. It's in the movie.
Because the police arrest him, right?
Yeah.
And then the police would have had a baby alligator.
What
are they going to do with it? They're going to flush it.
Yeah. There should have been a.
So okay. I love that the cops that he actually works for.
Would it have been too on the nose to have a scene in the middle of the movie where they're booking him and the same cop who makes the joke about the combing over of the hair, like, is holding the box and opens it up and, like, looks at the alligator. And then they either cut then or they cut it. Like, the cop, like, looks over at the bathroom, and then they cut. Would that have been a little too on the nose?
I think that's a little too on the nose. Okay. I like the way that it sits here, where you're like, oh, somebody. The first time I watched it, I was like, oh, well, that's awfully convenient. And then I was like, wait a second. They actually set up another baby alligator. Mm-hmm. It totally went into cops' custody, and the same cops that David works for.
And there's still a bunch of hormone-laden dogs' carcasses in the sewers.
Right?
Right.
And it's very efficient filmmaking-wise, because I guarantee that's just one of the takes they didn't use for the beginning.
Yep. Totally.
Yep.
Quick, though, before we get to our final shot of baby alligator, did you get the graffiti joke in our final shot?
Oh, where it says, like, live, live, live?
It says, Harry Lime lives.
Oh, maybe I didn't catch all of it. I saw the live, but yeah, Harry Lime, as in the third man.
The third man,
yeah.
Which takes place
in a bunch of sewers.
Sewers, yes.
That's great. I missed that one. Yeah.
So anyway, a classic noir movie, folks. The Third Man, Orson Welles. If you haven't seen it.
Carol Reed.
Check it out.
Awesome.
If you've never seen if you need to introduce yourself into the world of a noir, mm-hmm. then Third Man is kind of the...
Or Orson Welles.
Or Orson Welles, yes.
Yeah, or God. Third Man's so good.
Yeah. Or you just want to see what can be done within the world of cinematography.
Yeah. I've always thought Third Man could be remade.
Yes, I would agree with that.
I think you could put it in a modern setting it would work just... Great.
Totally agreed. Okay, so.
Yes.
Postmortem.
Yes.
Alligator. What did you love? What did you not love? And how do you feel? I guess what I'm asking is.
I would say 4 out of 5 dentists recommend alligator.
I'm right there with you. I might go. I think my review of this movie is based on who I think is going to watch it. To you, I would give this movie a...
I adore this film. Yeah. I get that it's silly and I don't know. I don't know, but it just exceeds so well in what it's doing.
Yeah.
It just kind of wins you over for all of the...
It's plucky.
For all of the formulaic stuff that it has, like there are no surprises in this film.
No.
Really. It is formulaic at best.
It's a genre movie.
It is.
Genre movie means formulaic.
Yeah, and it is taking everything from Jaws to make this alligator movie, which is why we're talking about it. But it's just... It's so winningly fun and
the right amount of tongue in cheek.
Just right amount of tongue in cheek, and but also to take itself seriously at the same time. Mm-hmm. More so than I believe Piranha does, which I
way more.
Which I really think I like this movie more than Piranha, and I am on record saying I very much liked Piranha. This I really enjoyed this film.
I'm so glad. Piranha is a way more of just a straight up send up spoof of Jaws, mm-hmm. like. Whereas this
and a cash in.
Yes, deliberate, overtly in your face. Not, I mean, unapologetically so. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, this is a Jaws
ripoff. We know exactly what we're doing.
This movie, it's a Jaws ripoff, but it stands on its own.
But we're also going to spin it in a different way.
Yeah. It's almost more of a cop genre movie than it is a monster genre movie to me.
I would say it's the latter before it's the former.
Yeah, but I think it lives in both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
There, we've already kind of discussed like what are the little things I would tweak and change.
Mm-hmm.
The pacing, even though it's already under 90 minutes long, I almost feel like you could lose a minute or two of this movie.
I don't know. I think it'd be too fast. I feel like this just clips along so.
It's more in the. It's really the end. It's the two big action set pieces. It's almost when it stops being like just about Robert Forster.
The car crushing scene goes on too long.
Yeah.
A little.
Yeah.
I could see that. I could see cutting maybe a minute.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, film. Maybe I'm being a little too aggressive.
It's a tight film.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
there are no dead spots in this film.
That's why I love it.
Yeah,
there are scenes in Piranha that honestly drag a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And when
I'm sorry. There's no drag in this movie.
No, it's nearly a perfect movie.
Much like Duel.
Yes. Yes. So I will. Well,
nearly a perfect movie, pacing wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as much as Steven Spielberg.
Let's not shine it on too much.
Yes. Sorry. I think everyone hopes.
To call Alligator a nearly perfect movie, I think, is a stretch.
Something I always say about movies is if you're setting out to do. If the movie achieves what it sets out to do.
Is Alligator nearly perfect in trying to be an alligator?
A movie about a cop who, it's perfect in what it tries to do.
In trying to be a Jaws alligator movie? Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's.
If you're trying to make a perfect movie about a shark terrorizing a village, a little East Coast coastal town.
You can't get better than Jaws.
You can't get like.
Yeah.
Nor can you make like that movie rises so far above its
conceit.
Its conceit.
Yeah.
That's why we did a podcast, 122 episodes of a podcast about it.
127? That's right.
Just over 120. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
I do. I edited them all. Oh my gosh. Just keep that in mind if you talk about doing another minute by minute podcast.
I know.
You're on your own, buddy.
I am. I'm loving this week by week. By the way,
it's a nice break.
It is leisurely.
Whatever minute by minute we talk about doing next,
yeah,
it ain't happening right after we're done with this.
No,
it'll be a while.
No.
What I was gonna say about Alligator is just that.
That's why there's seasons. There has to be hiatuses.
Yep, make them wait. Yep. We got a Game of Thrones this season. Take big breaks.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think I've lost what I was trying to say about Alligator. Other than I just think it's very efficient. It works. It hits all the right notes, and it's immensely watchable. And it kind of transcends its genre trappings. It's not. It's a little better than it should be.
A lot like unlike Orca, there's not a mean bone in this movie's body.
No, it's fun.
Even with the kid on kid murder scene,
it's
as surprising as that is. I still don't. The movie has so much won me over that doesn't even bother me.
No, and it works in the. That's what the movie's supposed to do to you. It's supposed to like give you a little scary bit like that. That doesn't feel gross.
It does. It's a child murdering another child through alligator.
Alligator murder.
And I don't feel gross at the end of it. I just go, "Wow, movie, good job!"
Yeah.
Like, which. I'd say for me to say good movie, good job on the child murder scene, like you've won me over, right? Like,
yeah. Good movie, Alligator.
Yeah.
Oh, one thing I wanted to throw in, a little bit of trivia on this movie. Did you know that Stephen King saw this movie, and because he loved it so much, that's how Louis Teague got the job to direct both Cat's Eye and Cujo.
Awesome.
Two Stephen King adaptations.
That's great.
So anyway, Stephen King is on record as being a big fan of the movie Alligator.
Well, there you go. Yeah, so yeah, that's Alligator, folks.
Love it. Watch it. And
I did at the beginning of the podcast, I did mention a Breaking Bad movie.
El Camino.
El Camino. Mm-hmm. There's mention of El Dorado in this one.
Yeah.
Guess who was a PA? He's not in the credits. On Alligator.
Who?
Bryan Cranston.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you figure this out?
I heard it in an interview. Completely unrelated to this podcast.
Because were they talking, were Cranston?
He was talking about working, how much he loved that Robert Forster was able to come on.
You just said Forrester.
Okay. Forster. Robert Forster, only because I've listened to you for the last 3 hours.
My fault.
I learned it by watching you. And he is not listed in the credits. Mm-hmm. I did look. So he was such a sub PA that he didn't even make PA credit, that's a really low rung. But he just loved, he talked about how nice and gracious Robert was to everybody on set. Yeah. And
he's got that reputation.
Yeah. And then he goes, he was no different when they were filming his last film, which is the Breaking Bad movie.
Weren't you going to tie Alligator to Jackie Brown beyond the fact that just Robert Forster's in both? Like, was there some specific reference in Jackie Brown you were going to bring up?
I thought I did bring him up.
Am I just not thinking it?
It's all the hair references.
All the hair jokes. Okay.
All the hair jokes.
All right. I just don't remember the specific hair joke in Jackie Brown. Other than he makes a joke that he is, because he's wearing a hairpiece in that movie, right?
Well, I don't know if he's wearing a piece. I think he has plugs.
That's
like,
right.
Like new plugs in that movie. Yeah. And it's fairly obvious. And he makes a reference to it. He goes,
okay.
He goes, I was losing my hair up front. He goes, so I did something about it. I feel a lot better, you know?
Well, that puts Alligator in the books. And man, I love that movie. So that's it for Alligator. And
yeah, that puts the alligator back in the aquarium.
All done with Alligator. Let's go.
Or down the toilet bowl. Is that better?
Flush this one down. Flush it down the toilet bowl.
Yeah, which one's better? Yeah. I think down the toilet bowl.
So let's flush this alligator down the toilet bowl.
Yep.
And folks, we'll be back soon. Well, I guess next Tuesday, because that's when we put it out, with our next episode. At the time of recording this, we don't know what our next episode is going
to
be. But
yet to be determined.
But it'll be something related to Jaws or Jaws ripoffs.
Yep.
You can guarantee that. So we'll catch you next time on The Real Jaws Minute. But be sure to check us out on Facebook and hit us up on PayPal, where you can throw a couple bucks at us if you feel so inclined to help us.
Yep.
So anyway, we'll catch you next time right here on The Real Jaws Minute.
The Real Jaws Minute. Bye.